Welcome to episode 43 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. My name is Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, and as a certified Snowflake user, it is my pleasure to guide you through the intricate world of data sharing within a cloud region in Snowflake. This episode is tailored to provide you with comprehensive insights and knowledge to help you excel in your exams and practical applications. Data sharing in Snowflake allows for the seamless exchange of data across different Snowflake accounts without the need to copy or move data physically. This is particularly useful within the same cloud region as it optimizes latency and reduces costs associated with cross-region data transfers. The foundation of this feature lies in Snowflake's innovative architecture, which separates compute and storage, enabling data to be shared securely and efficiently. To begin, let's explore the mechanism of data sharing. Snowflake enables data sharing through shares, which are essentially references to database objects such as schemas, tables, and views. When you share data, you grant specific access rights to the recipient, allowing them only to read the data. Importantly, the producers of the data maintain complete control over it. Moreover, setting up data sharing within a cloud region involves some critical steps. Firstly, the provider must create a share and select the data objects to be included. This is followed by granting access to the consumer, who can then create database objects in their own account that reference the shared data. Subsequently, to ensure a comprehensive understanding, let's delve into the benefits of this feature. Data sharing within a cloud region enhances collaboration among teams and organizations. Additionally, it ensures data integrity and reduces redundancy, as there is no need to duplicate datasets. Furthermore, leveraging this feature can lead to significant cost savings. Since data resides within the same cloud region, there are no additional costs for data transfer. However, it is essential to monitor and manage shared data access carefully to prevent unauthorized access or data breaches. Another critical aspect to consider is the security and governance of shared data. Snowflake provides robust security features, including role-based access control to manage who has access to the shared data. It also offers the ability to track usage and access patterns, enabling better governance and compliance. Lastly, for those looking to master data sharing within a cloud region for the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect certification, it's imperative to familiarize oneself with best practices. This includes understanding the implications of sharing different types of objects, such as secure views versus materialized views, and the impact on performance. In conclusion, data sharing within a cloud region in Snowflake represents a powerful tool for collaborative data management. By mastering this feature, you not only enhance your proficiency with Snowflake, but also elevate your ability to drive data-driven decisions within your organization. As we wrap up this episode, I encourage you to explore further, practice diligently, and remember, success in your Snowflake certification is within reach when you deepen your understanding of features such as data sharing. Thank you for joining me, Yakub Abdul Hakim, on this insightful journey. Stay tuned for more episodes that will help you become a Snowflake champion.